My reluctance to hire you was based on not having seen you present and not having seen a video of you present. That was primary. Secondary was also a concern that your presentation would be nothing but a product sales or a product's pitch instead of educational in value, where the participants would actually walk away with practical information that they could use and implement. What changed it was the fact that I saw you were doing workshops consistently across the United States, and also having personal phone conversations and email communication with you. Your willingness also to work with us on your speaker fees and within that arena also changed my mind and persuaded me that you were a good risk to take. My job is to provide quality, practical, relevant presenters that have good delivery skills for our audience. And I have internal goals here at my work that our scores and evaluations are of a certain percentage and that our audience feels the session was of value. As a trainer myself and as somebody with an education background, I have a tendency to be more stringent on the requirements of somebody that we're going to put before an audience. And it's important to me that people walk away feeling that they learned something and learned something of value. The final verdict on the risk that we took was good. And I think that the comments that came back, the evaluations that came back were self-evident that people wish they had spent more time with you. They learned information from you. They learned some content, but they also thoroughly enjoyed your interactivity, your hands-on presentation and delivery skills, which used really good adult learning models. Had I known that it was going to be as accepted as it was, I would have encouraged the staff here at PPAI to be more aggressive with their marketing of your programs and your workshops for our conference trade show. That's what I would have done internally and help my marketing team here realize the potential of what you were presenting. You have to remember that, you know, we did 120 workshops there, so it all kind of blends together for us when we start actually doing marketing of those programs. We normally market it as a package and not individual workshops. However, from time to time, when we find one that we really think is of high value, we will try to go out of our way to provide more information to our members so that they see that it's something worth taking or worth considering. We didn't have any complaints at all, but we did hear positive feedback. And for board members to actually come up and tell us after the fact that they thought the program was of great value and that they wish they had spent more time with you, that's unusual. We don't often get that feedback. That's a good question. What I recommend you, and part of me wants to joke with you and say no, but in all honesty, yeah, I would. And why I think that your delivery skills and the content you have is not something that is cookie-cutter mold here in the United States. It's very different. And I think there's a lot of thought process where you engage people, not only interactively, but also engage them to look at things and think differently than they normally do. And that alone is of value. I hate the phrase, think outside the box. You think outside the box, in the box, around the box. It makes the box and even without the box. So that's why I would recommend you to folks. I would also prepare whoever was going to, if somebody were to call me and ask me, would you recommend Sean, I would say yes. And then my next things would be, you need to spend some time with him on the phone, because the distance where he lives and where you are is going to be somewhat of a hindrance, but it's going to be worth that. And just spend some time so that he understands the audience really well, so that he can do a great job and it can be a successful event.